is riding on this football game. So there's a special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Tennessee, the Vol Navy's making waves, and it's orange they bleed. Vol Nation's tailgating and the rearing to go. Yeah, when Neyland gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Vols Deep Podcast. We hope everyone is doing well tonight. Episode 27 is upon us. You can hear us live tonight on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. What's wrong?
I was just looking for
something. Something's missing. He's looking for a spit cup already or something.
You can find us anywhere under Vols Deep Podcast. That is V-A-W-L-S Deep. Really have to dig down deep. Get that dub,
Vols.
If you ain't from around here.
Spanky is currently searching for Elvis in Arkansas, I think.
Bob?
He has been obsessed with Bob Joyce.
Let me see him teeth.
iTunes, Apple, Spotify, Spanky's OnlyFans. We are everywhere.
Really?
Yep, everywhere.
Glad to see that.
we moved the show back a day due to the Tennessee men's basketball game last night. On the left, I have Spur. On the right, I have Josh. We have a fun show lined up for you tonight. Let's give a big shout-out to our sponsors before we get Vols deep tonight. VFL, Stephen Hensley Insurance and Realty, 865 Exterior Solutions, Hound Dogs, Knoxville, Tennessee Trends, Freedom Motors, and the Vol Navy. If you enjoy watching or listening to us, we would greatly appreciate you supporting them for supporting us. They're truly the best sponsors in the business.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate them. And as always, we're looking for new sponsors for Season 3. So if you want to jump on board the Vols Deep Podcast, hit us up on Facebook or our personal messengers. We'll be happy to help you out.
Yeah, we will. We'll go through basketball season, most of baseball season probably, and then we'll take a break and get ready for Season 3. So get with us if you want to sponsor.
And also, if you have ideas for our show, segments you'd like to hear, things you'd like to see us do, shoot us a message. We'll listen to anybody. Not named Spanky.
Not named Spanky.
I was about to say, not named Spanky.
It's very rare for Spanky to have a good idea. 3,000 likes already on TikTok.
3,000 likes. Keep them coming.
We appreciate that very much.
I still don't think Spanky ate enough mayonnaise last week.
He didn't.
We've got some Ohio people, some Ohio Bobcats in the comment section.
Rent free.
We appreciate y'all for listening. on the Vols Deep chalkboard tonight, we'll talk about some basketball, both men and women. We'll have the normal segment, start, bench, cut, one word, and the duel. College football, playoff talk, NFL, of course. We've also been gifted some trading cards. We'll do some unraveling during the show. We'll give you some more information on that. We're going to give some away as well.
That sounds like fun.
That does sound like fun.
It does. Feel like a kid when you're opening them cards up.
Here's a little news. Lady Vols are currently leading Mississippi State 73-58 with 7 minutes to go.
That's good. They were up by 9 at halftime, so pulling away.
I like it. Who will be the loser tonight for our football pick'ems? Who must dip into the cup of punishments? We'll reveal that later in the show. Spur lost last week, and his punishment was to send a Valentine's Day card to an ex-girlfriend.
Which I have right here. She left it at my house. It will be returned to her now.
Read it to us, sir.
Can we all sign it?
We can all sign it.
Oh, do I have to do this on the air?
Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day, Jess and Justin, established October 2022. So this was a 2023 Valentine's Day card. So
she's going to like it.
Yeah, she's going to like it.
She's going to like it. We have the address. We just got to put it in an envelope. Pretty good timing for the punishment, too.
It really is. Right before Valentine's Day?
Yeah. I was kind of hoping it'd be like a September. That'd be funny, but
it's still going to be funny.
It's still going to be funny.
It'd be awful.
So Spur gave us the update there. I'm glad that wasn't me. We'll also have to reveal the listener winner from our Vols Deep podcast page. That person will win a $25 gift card to Hound Dogs and some other cool stuff from the Vol Navy. Let's give a big shout out to our friend and Vol for Life, Stephen Hensley. Stephen is both realtor and insurance broker. He can help answer any questions you have about real estate. What's the market doing? Is it a good time to buy or sell? What's your home worth? Do you need to make improvements or repairs to get the most money? As an insurance brokerage, he can shop your home, auto, boat, RV, ATV, motorcycle, renters, landlord, Airbnb, you name it. He'll give you multiple carrier options and find you the best deal possible. He can also offer commercial and business insurance, any line of business. Text or call him anytime, 865-742-1672. That's his direct number. JC says you need a hand deliver that, Spur.
No, thank you.
Liz says we all need to sign it.
Mm-hmm. That would just be funny. we can give her a trading card.
We could. We could do
Eric,
that.
Eric, you do not miss Spanky doing anything cool. Spanky is not here.
What's up, Barrett? We appreciate you joining in. Let's see. Move over to TikTok. 6,300 likes on there. We've got some Alabama fans.
What are they doing?
Why? I'm not sure. Dunko Mode says he needs that belt. Who has the belt right now, Spanky?
Spanky does.
It is currently vacant.
Well, it's vacant now because he missed the episode.
Yeah, it will come home with me or sit right there on that wall.
No, it'll come home with me.
Jeff says, go Vols. Go Vols, Jeff. If we don't see your comment, feel free to send it as many times as necessary. We love to hear from our listeners. Let's talk some men's basketball. Tennessee rebounded well in Austin, California.
California.
I mean Austin, Texas.
Same thing.
My deepest apologies. They faced number 23 ranked Georgia last night. A Georgia team that's been playing good basketball. It's a tale of two halves, that's for sure. 56-74 was the final. Absolute domination in the second half.
You know, this Georgia team, they're not the Georgia teams of old. Because Georgia's usually, you know, not a basketball school, so to speak. We started slow, and then we handled business in the second half. 50 points, anytime you score 50 points and a half, you're doing something right.
Yeah, it was after a slow start and a rather boring first half, the basketballs turned it around in the second half. Ziegler took that game over. That stretch of 71 seconds where Ziegler made three straight three-pointers was absolutely insane. I loved it. I jumped off my chair and yelled at the TV two or three times. I wasn't able to go. We went from down 1 point at halftime to up by 21 points in only 7 minutes.
Yeah, it was quick.
It was a real quick game. We never looked back. And we've done this again without Chaz Lanier having a very good game. You know, it was Jordan Gainey. It was Zakai Ziegler. It was Felix Okpara who stepped up and looked good. It was Igor Milicic. You know, it was a full team effort, and we could beat any team in the country, no doubt.
I think that's why, you know, it's different from years past, man, because we're not just relying on one or two people. We're relying on this whole team, and it's a team effort, like you said. Last year we leaned heavy on Dalton Connect. Without Dalton Connect, I don't know how many games we win last year.
The only thing I wish is I really wish there was some way we could get our crowd into these games more. Especially that first half, it was a social event. That was a big game. It's Georgia's first ranked basketball game in, 35 years?
Yeah, the series dates back to 1913. This is the first time both teams have been ranked in the top 25.
Wow.
Oh, I was exaggerating. I didn't realize I was correct.
Yep, 1913, first time both teams have been ranked in the top 25. It was also Tennessee's number 100 win over Georgia basketball all time. They want to talk about the football all-time record. Basketball record's pretty one-sided.
It is. I don't know if you have this in your notes, Luke, but Zakai Ziegler broke a team record for most steals for a career. So he had six on the night and shattered the former record. He's going to continue to grow. So it's a great game for him. And right after his sixth steal was when he made those three straight three-pointers. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, he was feeling it last night.
Here's a Kai Ziegler. A big round of applause there. He broke Santiago Vescovi's all-time steal record. By the time Sakai Ziegler is done, I doubt anyone will be able to touch this record.
I mean,
it took Santiago Vescovi seven seasons to.
Is it only seven?
I don't know. It was a decade at least. But
I don't say this lightly. Put his name in the rafters.
Well, the jersey's going to be retired regardless.
He'll be the last one to wear five.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
We'll see where the season goes. Yep. How about that?
We'll see. We shall see. Tennessee dropped to number six after losing to Florida. I shouldn't say losing. It was a little worse than that.
They kicked their ass straight up.
But your current top ten in order is Auburn, Iowa State, Duke, Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, Marquette, Kentucky, Kansas, and Houston.
Well, Bama and Florida both lost at home this week, so look for Tennessee to move right back up into that top four.
I don't know. We'll see.
What did y'all think about Rick Barnes' comments regarding Chaz Lanier not shooting the basketball?
I absolutely loved it. You're basically a professional, semi-pro athlete now. You're getting paid to do something. A play was designed for you to shoot the ball, and you get the ball and you pass it into the crowd.
Yeah. he's not wrong. No. Whether Rick Barnes meant the actual money of it or it was a generalized statement, it doesn't matter. He's on his team to shoot the ball. That's his job. Rick Barnes wants to put that killer instinct into Chaz Lanier, and I think that's a way to light fire under his ass. So
we'll see how he takes it. It can go one or two ways, man, and I think it will light a fire.
Well, he had an off night last night, but it was just because the shots wasn't falling. He still took the shots and finally got one to go late in the game, but Chaz Lanier is certainly the best shooter on this team. Mm-hmm. So we'll need him down the stretch for sure.
Yeah,
we've got some tough games coming up.
I like the comments. This team has got to find a way to win without Chaz Lanier. We've seen him lean too heavily on Dalton Connect last year. And, you know, if Dalton didn't put up 30, you know.
40.
Yeah, it was rough. So this team's got to – so it might be a good thing that this happened early because this team has got to learn how to win without Chaz Lanier just – lighting up the scoreboard.
Well, we've done it twice already. The Illinois game, Chaz Winter didn't have a very good game, and Jordan Ganey stepped up. And again last night, Jordan Ganey had 19. So
Somebody's got a – Ganey was
sixth man of the year right there.
Ganey's been bad, you know, off whenever other – I mean, he set up pretty good last night, but we've got to have people step up.
We still need some more presence in the middle, in the paint.
Especially when we don't have much depth to begin with.
Yeah. Well, scholarship players.
The Vols play again on Saturday at Vanderbilt, 3:30 tip. Always a fun matchup versus the mighty Commodores.
Road trip, boys? Road trip?
When?
Saturday at 3?
I've got two Little League games Saturday. Barrett says Zakai Ziegler broke the university steal record, 215 steals. He's counting, too. JC says, who keeps calling me while I'm trying to watch you guys? Probably Spanky. He also says Spanky's out with Edith.
No, we don't know where Edith is.
Yeah, we are.
We don't care either.
Almost forgot about that until you brought him back up.
Maybe JC is Edith.
Maybe. He is.
Maybe.
Wanted to talk about Edith a lot.
Move over to YouTube. Tennessee Football 247 says, it's great to be a Tennessee Vol. The Lady Vols are winning. TikTok, 6,900 likes on there. Man, it's the same people, the same Alabama people, the same Ohio Bobcat people.
Oh, appreciate you listening to our show.
We do appreciate it very much. Eric says, "I wish Awaka had stayed with us."
Yeah, I do too.
We could use that presence inside. That's for sure. We'll go ahead and hit some Lady Vols talk. The Lady Vols are back on track after losing by a combined total of 3 points to number 5 LSU and number 9 Oklahoma. They destroyed Arkansas at third place by 30 points. They're currently playing right now. They're Mississippi State.
Up by 9 with about 3.5 minutes to go.
Up by 9, so let's keep this going and get that win too. Yeah. South Carolina and UConn coming up.
Yeah,
Big games.
That's a couple games. That's rough right there.
Yeah, as Coach Caldwell said, they're 3 points away from being ranked in the top 5 in the country. And as you just said, Validator, some huge matchups coming up at Thompson Bowling Arena. get your tickets now because those tickets are going fast for the UConn and South Carolina. That's big time national TV game for Lady Vols basketball.
Yeah, I'll be there. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Lady Vols currently ranked number 15. Could you imagine if they pulled it out over LSU and Oklahoma?
It's kind of weird to lose two games in a week and go up one spot.
It really is, especially in women's basketball, man. You know, it's there's something special brewing over there right now, and they're close. They're close.
Yeah, Coach Caldwell's close. Teams like this are fun. The ones who've kind of been counted out, low expectations or no expectations, overperforming. You know, we've seen teams like this get hot tournament time and break a lot of hearts.
We've seen us get our hearts broken a few times, too.
Yeah, this Lady Vols team definitely has the potential to do that. Some other Tennessee news, UT has won the SEC Sports or All Sports Trophy for the third straight year.
Well-deserved.
Everything school.
And we know what everybody else on TikTok is going to say, so.
I'll say this, it's going to be hard to win on out with Texas being there. I'll say that.
Yeah, Texas has a good
program. It's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. It's going to, because Tennessee lacks some sports too, you know, compared to other universities. Mm-hmm. So, but Tennessee, they have retained defensive coordinator Tim Banks. He's been all over head coach boards for years now. I thought for sure he would be gone. Thoughts on Tennessee keeping Tim Banks?
I don't have a problem with it. His defense was a big reason as to why we had the season that we had. Because if not for the defense, we lose a few more games this year. Everybody's going to be hating on it, but I like that we kept him. Who are you going to go get?
I'm not hating it at all. It's stability, you know. It's familiarity. We already know the system. The players here already know his defensive scheme. It's a great thing. The defense was not our problem this year. We didn't score enough points in some games. And our defense faltered late in a couple of games. But
I wish we could have put this defense with our 2022 offense.
Overall, our defense was solid all year long.
Yeah, he lacks some like adjustments. I think he struggles with adjustments. I don't know if it's just a pride thing or or he's stubborn.
Sometimes you just get beat, man. That's just name of the game.
I mean, I don't know. Like,
I know what you're saying, though.
You go back to some games and you're just sticking to – you're sticking to man or sticking to zone. You refuse to adjust a little bit. But he's got better every single year, and the defense has got better. Mm-hmm. So, I like it.
His defense is returning a lot from last year.
Yep. I thought we was about to return a big one last night.
I did, too.
I take that back. I didn't think we were, but – As time went, I was getting more and more excited.
I'll be honest, I thought you knew something that we didn't know. So
I reached out to a few people and they didn't know either. Like some big dog.
Minute.
So
yeah, I
mean, common common sense is he's going, but at the same time
he's gonna go first round.
Same time you're sitting there like, okay, well, you know. Well,
what's the one you're waiting on, right?
Yeah.
But congratulations. So we'll go ahead and say it. Congratulations, James Pierce Jr. Go make that money, big dog.
Yeah, he's going to make the University of Tennessee very, very proud. Let's congratulate Big John Henderson. He'll be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame.
Well deserved.
Absolutely.
I'll never get over the slap to the face video.
I can't.
From the Jaguars. If you haven't seen it,
go watch it.
Yeah, Google that after the show. John Henderson slap. That's all you need to. That's all you need to Google.
That is a big man.
Mm-hmm. That's a monster.
Still a big man.
Still a big man.
Let's congratulate Cooper Mays, Dylan Sampson, and Jermaud McCoy, ESPN All-Americans. This is probably their fourth or fifth All-American honors by different services. So, well-deserved. God, we're going to miss Cooper Mays.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to miss Dylan Sampson, too.
Would you bring Cooper back or Dylan back?
I'd bring Cooper back.
Me too. Tony Vitello's program has been preseason ranked at number 4 by D1 Baseball.
I have a problem with this.
They're not used to the way Tony rebuilds. You got Texas A&M at 1, Virginia at 2, LSU at 3. You got the Vols at 4, Arkansas at 5. That's going to be your top 5 in the preseason rankings.
Texas A&M, not only did we beat them, but they lost their manager. And they're ranked number 1.
Well, you know, just let them feel good for a few minutes.
We wasn't ranked preseason number one last year either.
No, we was not. Not even close.
I'm telling you, they're just not used to the turnover and the rebuild that Tony can put together yet.
Tony's the best coach at college baseball, and it's not even close.
Best recruiter.
Best recruiter, yep. Best coach. This class they have coming in this year and next year mm-hmm. are already going to be top classes. It's going to be fun. I hope the stadium's ready because I'm not sure it's going to be.
I'm not an engineer or anything like that, but I don't see how they get it done by looking at it right now.
I mean, are they going to play the new Smoky Stadium until then? I don't know. Cause
I have no idea.
That's an alternative, I guess, but whew, there's a lot of work that needs to be done at Lindsey Nelson Stadium.
Again, I'm not doubting it because I don't know, but I know unions don't get in no hurry either. No.
So, they don't want to work themselves out of a job, man.
That being said, I would like to do a few more jello shots at Rocco's this summer. So let's go baseball. Let's get back to Omaha.
Lady Vols softball, they're going to come in at number 6 preseason rankings as well. Looking forward to another exciting year from the soft Vols. Really hope they can get over the hump. So close, it kind of reminds you of Rick Barnes in a way.
So close. So far away.
The talent ahead of them is just – it's elite.
It is. Yeah.
That Oklahoma softball team, man, it's
– And Oklahoma's got such an advantage that they played a World Series in their hometown.
Austin says, hey, easy with the union talk. Austin, I knew you or your dad had to have been on here, and I was waiting. I was waiting for
– That was right at you, buddy.
I was waiting for one or two. I'm not hating on the union, that's for sure. Let's thank our friend Amy Maxwell with Tennessee Trends. Amy specializes in both junior and women's clothing. She's also sporting men's clothing and some art as well. Amy keeps getting better and better. Her portfolio is growing. Her game day clothing is amazing. Clothing, shoes, accessories. Check out Tennessee Trends inside of Hound Dogs Knoxville or on her Facebook page. Amy's awesome. Support her, support small business, and buy local. We're live on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. We'll upload the live video on our YouTube channel after the show. The audio version will be uploaded wherever you prefer to get your podcast. You can also rewatch on Facebook. We still have a very long way to go. This show is just getting started. We look forward to hearing from all of our live listeners. Speaking of that, let's go ahead and check our comments on all platforms and text lines.
Lady Vols just won by 15.
Won by 15. Good deal. So, great bounce back.
Barrett says we should do the one-chip challenge. I say, no.
That's a negative for me.
6,900 likes on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very much on there. it's actually been banned. Other than the gummy bear at Tommy's, and yeah, that was not fun. Austin says they've got guys in Neyland right now. I'm not sure who's on the baseball stadium. I hope it's our guys. Yeah, I'm anxious to see the progress because, like I said, I don't know anything about it, but from a nobody looking in it, there's a lot of
work to be done in 3 weeks, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep, there's a lot of work to be done.
Now that being said, it may just be the club level, the upper level that's being new, and the grandstands and everything may be ready to go. We'll just play the way it is.
Coach Ryan Jackson says Josh did the Snow Angel Challenge.
No.
My dad's got a lot of left
he
up there.
He was naked in Ohio. What's the big deal?
You sat there with your shirt off for a whole episode? You might as well.
We'll talk about it later.
We'll have to add that to the – well, it'd be hard to find snow.
I ain't jumping in
no dirty snow. All right. Thank you, Hound Dogs Knoxville, for sponsoring our podcast. This locally owned and operated Tennessee Sports Store is your go-to hometown store for all of your Tennessee needs, whether it be clothing, hats, accessories for your car, boat, office, tailgate, pets, or your kids. They have what you need at Hound Dogs. Check them out at hdknoxville.com. We'll be right back, y'all. We have a lot to do, a lot to discuss. Please share this out to your friends. We appreciate you very much. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the Vol Daddy. I want to give a big shout-out to the Fairview Union. Great musicians, local people. Chad's from my hometown. They were gracious enough to let us use their music for our podcast. Make sure you check them out. They're huge Tennessee fans. You won't be disappointed. Let's hear them play. Man, you won't believe that roar when the boys find a checker. Y'all
Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep freedom rolling, keep freedom rolling, keep freedom rolling on down the line.
Wait, who's Richard?
All right, we are back. Make sure to check us out on all podcast platforms. Wherever you prefer to get your podcast, we are there. Our audio versions are very popular. We get to do it without any fees. Thanks to our sponsors. We want to give our friends 865 Exterior Solutions a big shout out. These guys can do it all. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, doors. Matt Cole and Chandler Kite can handle any project you can throw at them. I know one thing, it's damn near impossible to find people who want to work these days. If you do find them, getting them to actually show up is a whole new ball game. Call 865 Exterior Solutions and cut through the BS. 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. That's the number to call. Let them know the Vols Deep podcast sent you. Matt might even take your shirt off for you, ladies.
Oh, hey, now.
All right, that brings us to start, bench, cut.
Hey, before we go any further, Vol Daddy, I heard you have a big event coming up in Cofield again soon.
I don't, but I'm volunteering to do it. But the Legends of Tennessee Football Camp, I'll be posting more about that as we go. But we are looking for sponsors. Last year we got to sponsor 50 kids and let them come in the camp for free, thanks to our local people who decided to sponsor the podcast. We have both local and you have both former and current players coming. So it's a very cool event. Autograph session, big seminar where they speak about, you know, mental health and the things they went through when they played. And it's great for not only the kids but the parents to kind of hear the stories as well.
It was awesome. I was proud to be a part of it. A lot of kids was there last year. Well, we had over 100 kids, I believe. So they took part in some drills. They learned from former UT players, former NFL players, and brought them right here to Morgan County. So Legends of Tennessee Football Camp coming up once again in Cofield. So be looking out for that information.
Yep, it's very, very excited. We done it in March last year. It was a little bit cold, rainy.
It was.
We moved it back to May this year, so the weather should be good, and we should have a great time. So let me know if you're interested in sponsoring, but just be looking for updates on that. Coach Ryan Jackson says thank you for the sponsors. Yeah, Coach Ryan Jackson got to bring a lot of kids for free. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's an awesome time, man. Eric says, I'm looking forward to going to the Polynesian Bowl here in Hawaii to watch some of our incoming freshmen play.
That would be cool.
That's very cool. Do they play at Hawaii University, or do they play it where they do the
Pro Bowl?
The old Pro Bowl, yeah. Might even be the same stadium.
I think it is the same stadium.
I remember driving by it, and I wish I would have bought tickets to the Pro Bowl. I know that. Let's play start, bench, cut. Let's go number one, start, bench, cut, these college football stadium environments that we've been to. Ben Hill Griffin Stadium in Florida. Williams-Brice, South Carolina. Ohio Stadium, Ohio University.
So we're doing environments only, correct?
Environments.
All right. I've not been to one of the three of these, so I can't.
Me either.
He hasn't been to one of the three of them either, so we can't comment on South Carolina too much. So I'm starting South Carolina because I'm sure – it is better than the other two. I am benching Florida. The environment at Florida was not very good until they started winning. However, their third quarter song was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
In Ohio, there was no environment in Ohio. It was awful.
It was horrible.
It was horrible.
It was awful. I'm going to start Florida, believe it or not. You know, like you said, they didn't do nothing until they started winning. Mm-hmm. But, you know, tailgates were pretty fun.
I will go to Florida again this year if I had the opportunity.
Yeah. I'm going to bench South Carolina, even though I've never been. You know, just hearing that rooster or whatever the hell it is.
Oh, God.
Oh! It's like every 5 seconds, man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to cut Ohio because they did not impress me. They're nothing.
It was nothing.
It was nothing.
They had a light show.
That was kind of
drone show. Was it?
I got to see that as I was whatever. Walking out in the third quarter.
In about three fights.
I stayed, unfortunately. I'm going to start Williams-Bryce. It's annoyingly loud. But yeah, that rooster crowing and going on. I'm going to bench Ben Hill Griffin. It doesn't really get loud till the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a whole lot louder. But it could be, too, that they had zero hope until the end. Yeah. So I'm going to cut Ohio Stadium. It wasn't loud at all. I was honestly disappointed, especially for a playoff game environment.
To you Ohio fans listening to us on TikTok, your stadium was an absolute dump.
Yes.
Coach Ryan says their fans were okay until they started whining, or started winning. Then they were trash. Ohio Stadium was garbage. Jacob says, are bibs good for basketball games as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're good for baseball as well.
They're good to wear around the house. What are you talking about?
Yeah, wear them everywhere. Wear them shopping, wear them to the mall.
You get more looks when you wear them out in public at random places.
You know, when you're getting a little nooky.
It's hard to get nooky in those.
Or not to.
Gotta take them off first.
Yeah. All right, start bench cut. This.
Banned again.
Yeah, it's good. You two are.
I was almost back.
Yeah. This week is National Pizza Week. Start bench cut these pizza toppings. Pepperoni, supreme, meat lovers.
I think you've done this one for me. I love pizza. Classic pepperoni, man. It's a staple. It's the greatest. I'm going to start it. I'm going to bench meat lovers because I love
it. It's turning into Spanky over beating on the table talking about some pizza.
Talk about
sorry.
Pizza.
Sorry.
No, Spanky's cutting all three.
I get excited about pizza, okay.
I'm sure Spanky's sweating right now trying to top to tell us what food is better.
And I don't hate Supreme. I just, you know, I can do without veggies on my pizza.
Yep. Starting pepperoni is my favorite pizza in the entire world. I eat lots of pepperoni pizzas. I'm benching the meat lovers because we all like meats. And I'm cutting Supreme.
I started too, but you kicked that door in, didn't you, buddy?
I did. I was giving you. I laid the hook.
Yeah, well, I didn't take the bait.
I'm not a Supreme pizza either. I don't put vegetables on my pizza.
I mean, if it's there, I'll eat it. If it's free,
that doesn't surprise me any.
I'm gonna start pepperoni. It's just the original, man. I'm gonna bench meat lovers. And I'm gonna cut Supreme.
That's what done it. That's what done it.
Didn't take much.
Corn cob popping over there.
It did not take much. Start bench cut these NFL teams right now. The Buffalo Bills, Detroit Lions, Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm starting the Bills, man. I think they get it done this year. I honestly do. I'm going to bench the Chiefs. And as much as I hate to, I'm going to cut the Lions.
Starting the Kansas City Chiefs, your two-time defending Super Bowl champion, probably going to be three-time. I'm benching the Detroit Lions, and I'm cutting the Buffalo Bills calls. They don't win this week.
Ooh.
I'm going to start the Buffalo Bills. I think it's their year. Tough road. I think it's their year. I'm going to bench the Lions. I love Lions. I love Dan Campbell. And I'm going to cut the Chiefs. It's probably a horrible take because they always find a way to win, but I'm rolling with it.
I like it.
I'm rolling with it. Start bench cut. It's right up your alley, Spur.
It is.
Today is Kid Rock's birthday. Start bench cut these Kid Rock songs. We don't hear Spanky here to sing.
I know it.
Ball listen. With the ball. The bang, the bang, diggy, diggy. Cowboy. Cowboy or picture?
You want to go?
No, you go ahead and go first.
Man, I'm going to start ball with the ball. Dang, 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 diggity. I'm going to bench Cowboy. And I'm going to cut pitcher because it's just not my style, man. It was well overplayed back in like sixth grade when it came out. So.
Who is it, Sheryl Crow?
Yeah.
I put your pitcher away. I swear I changed my way. Forget that. I was off to drink him away.
See, Spanky's real mind now because we're singing and we're talking about pizza. And
I'm starting pitcher. I'm cutting ball with a ball, da dang, da dang. I don't know any of the words to the song, but I love it.
Yeah, just that little opening.
How you going to cut Cowboy?
Cowboy. happens to him.
I'm cutting Cowboy too, buddy.
Wow.
You love Cowboy. I love Kid Rock's one.
I want to start. I love Kid Rock. Did I just interrupt you, Spur?
That's all right. He's coming to Knoxville soon, by the way. Actually, Greenback, so I plan on going to that.
Let's go.
I am.
I'm going to start Picture. Iconic song. I think it's going to be around for a long time. I'm going to bench Ball with the Ball to Bang Diggy Diggy, and I'm going to cut Cowboy. Not my style.
All three of those songs are great songs. Don't get me wrong.
I think his country stuff's really good, too.
Yeah.
I like that stuff better.
Yeah.
He can sing when he wants to.
Yeah, he can.
When he's not hammered.
Not on Spanky's level, but he can sing when he wants to. Robin says, Spur, you bumped your head. The Bills will win the Super Bowl.
They might. I think I tipped my hat for a pick 'em segment here in a little bit.
Eric says, how do I get one of those Vol Daddy hats? You mean the Vols Deep ones? Where my damn camera is at. There it is.
I got one. I'm wearing one.
I'm not taking my hat off. I don't have the luscious lock.
Send me a message and you can order them and we'll send you some. We got t-shirts as well. We've got a lot of t-shirts. Overdone it on t-shirts. Start bench cut. Which celebrity athlete are you most sick? I should say athletes. Are you most sick of seeing on commercials? The Mannings, the Kelseys, Dion, and Saban.
Saban and Dion.
That's your start?
That is my start.
Really?
I don't like Prime, dude. Like, I cannot stand him. It's Nick Saban. You respect. I'm tired of looking at him. I had to see him every Saturday morning when I turned on game day during football season. You know, I thought I was done looking at him on Saturdays, but I guess not. I'm gonna bench the Kelseys, believe it or not, and I'm gonna cut the Mannings because Mannings, it's dry humor, but they crack me up.
I will start the Kelseys. I'm tired of seeing the Kelseys on there. I'm tired of seeing Taylor Swift. I'm going to bench Dion and Saban. I kind of enjoy it, especially their Nationwide stuff or Liberty, whichever one they're on.
Affleck.
Golly. I just named out all sponsored now. Yep. Affleck. The Affleck commercials are pretty good. And I'm cutting the Mannings because every time I see them, it's something better and something funny.
Yeah.
And it promotes Tennessee.
I'm going to start the Kelseys. I don't believe they're funny at all. I think they try too hard. And
yep. They do try too hard.
I don't know. I really don't like Travis, to be honest with you.
I like Jason.
Yeah, I like him a lot better than Travis. I'm going to bench Dion and Saban. I think their commercials are good. Mm-hmm. I laugh at them. I think they're funny. I'm going to cut the Mannings because, obviously, we love Peyton. I think they're hilarious. The whole Manning family we like.
Okay.
Besides Arch right now.
Yeah.
Yep. Hell with Arch right now.
Yeah.
Orange down. It was coming.
Yep.
Finally got it in today.
Robin says, never mind, I already read that one. I apologize.
I bumped my head again.
Eric, yeah, he bumped your head twice. Eric's going to get some hats. He says he's going to buy us out of shirts. We appreciate that very much.
We appreciate it.
Bye, all.
Let's see.
He says VolDaddy.com and then go to shop for Vol's Deep merch. That's correct.
Yeah, if it's available. I canceled the website, but I don't know if I don't know for how long that I paid for it. Wayne, I'm not sure why you've had like 15 messages on YouTube get retracted, but he says we're going to have to realize that football pays the bills and that needs to be where the majority of NIL money is spent. Baseball costs money to travel and go play. Football pays the bills.
Well, there's only so much we can control on NIL. Unfortunately, there's been a law passed, probably as recent as an hour and a half ago, that says that we had to proportionately distribute any financial assistance for athletes between all sports, men and women. So I'm not sure what that's going to look like. I've seen a cap number at $20.5 million. That's relatively brand new news as we was going on the air. So don't quote me on that just yet, but something's coming down the pike.
I'm just going to say it. Football pays the bills from a lower level all the way up to the highest level. That's all I'm going to say.
Even when it's horrible, it's still the 15-year drought, it was still carrying the...
Careful, Josh.
Yeah. I just caught on to that.
I had to give him the look.
Yeah. The stare down got me, Josh. A spin dog on TikTok.
A what?
Spin dog. He says, when is Tennessee going to get a new offensive coordinator?
Don't know what we're going to.
I don't think we will. In reality, Josh Heupel calls the plays. Josh Heupel called the plays when Alex Golish was here. But I think from a schematic standpoint, I think from just analytically looking at the game, the film, I think that's where we miss Alex Golish the most. And I've said it on here, I think, like three or four times now, but Alex Golish was the bad guy. You know, he would restart practice if practice wasn't going good. I think there's too many good guys. I think there's too many good cops on the on the staff right now. I think I think that is what we miss is there was a huge standard to uphold there. I think that's what we miss most.
At what point does some of this NIL money start affecting student athletes on a practice field? When you know you got a coach that's making $600,000 or $700,000 telling a kid that's making $2 or $3 million to run harder. I mean, I'm being serious about it.
I mean, I'm laughing because it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you handle it the same way that you do in the NFL because, I mean, the assistants in the NFL, I mean, you got a guy making $40 million, you know, run faster.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm making $2 million. Bench me. Yeah. See what happens. You know, I don't know. It's a scary world we live in as far as college athletes right now.
Well, it's bound to do something crazy.
Yeah.
It's bound to. Joan wants to know if Josh and Spur are going to sing together for the I guess for the picture.
Is there any beverages here?
I put your picture away.
He wouldn't even call and sing nobody. I don't think.
Josh is not singing in public.
Just the showers. Just the showers.
How do you know?
He doesn't even comment on that.
How do you know?
AD told me, man.
He falls out of showers naked in Ohio. We know that much.
Let's play one word.
Let's say that out loud.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for one word? Coach Kim Caldwell so far.
Electric.
Intense.
I'm going to go strides.
I started to say pregnant.
No, Coach Rick Barnes.
On that, she's fixing to have that baby anytime, so good luck, Coach Caldwell, on that. Congratulations.
Yeah. Coach Rick Barnes so far.
You know what? Fiery. He's got a little more fire to him this year.
I think he knows his time is.
So my word is last, because I think this might be his last opportunity.
We said that last year, too, with Dalton Kinnick.
We did.
I'm going to go adapt, just because he's adapting to – to all the NIL and transfer portal. Mm-hmm. Vanderbilt basketball.
Little.
Baselines.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go victim. Bill Belichick.
24.
His woman?
Yeah.
Midlife. Put some thought into these this week, boys.
Man, I've got, believe this or not, I've got overrated on here.
What?
Because of Tom Brady.
That's fair.
Might be crazy. Let's go with confused.
Yeah.
I think he's confused right now.
I don't think he knows what he wants to do.
I don't either.
I think he's
bored.
I think, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how many Super Bowl rings that man got?
Seven.
Seven?
How many has Tom got?
Seven?
No, then.
Eight?
Then Bel-
7, 20.
Yeah, Belichick won some as an assistant with some people. So.
Deion Sanders.
Overrated.
Dallas.
I got NFL. Mm-hmm. Snow.
Cold.
Morgan County schools will be closed on Monday.
I'm going to go panic. The Dollar General gets wild and call for a little snow.
Like, the one down here gets wild anyway. What are you talking about?
The current state of the Tennessee Titans.
A dumpster. Just say fire.
Rubble, like that new stadium is right now.
Just burn it to the ground, man. I don't know. About to switch teams.
I've got lost. I've got clueless.
I said rock bottom.
Decline. Rapidly.
My son this afternoon asked me, Daddy, why aren't you wearing your Titans stuff? You don't have a Titans flag on your car. Where's your Titans flag at? No, son, it's put away.
You should have just handed him a paper bag. So there you go.
My Titans flag is put away for a new day.
It is rough right now.
Yeah. And I don't see it getting any better.
The worst NFL uniform.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Really?
They used to have some of the greatest uniforms.
Michael Vick.
Yeah, the Michael Vick era. Mm. Those new ones, man, they're ugly. I don't like them.
The Cleveland Browns.
I used to
have
a Michael Vick jersey. The Browns.
The Browns.
Really?
That's just a classic uniform.
I know. It's just
Browns. I kind of like them.
I like their whites.
I've got the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, the Redskins were better.
Yeah. I respect that.
I've also got the Kansas City Chiefs.
Is it Clinton Portis? No, wait, that was. No. Who's the running back for the Chiefs?
Which one?
Back in the day.
I don't. Long hair?
Yes.
I don't know. But yeah. Clinton Portis was a badass, though.
He was, man. Tell you who was badass.
I hate the color red.
Mike Allstott. That right there was a man.
Yeah, Allstott was awesome. Bring back the fullback position.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Joe Milton.
Rocket.
Bazooka.
Starter.
I hope.
Should be.
Mike Keith.
Voice.
Time.
Sack.
It's time.
I'm so excited.
You know, he's going around doing some podcasts. We need to.
Fresh would be another good one.
Yeah, it's.
I'm sure we could get Mike on here.
I would.
I know what you would do.
I would be shaky right here.
He wouldn't be up. You wouldn't be able to see him.
A drilling damn hole in the wall over.
He'd be under the damn table.
No joke. I was sitting with a mutual friend of ours, Tommy, whenever I seen the news on online, and he just seen me start going crazy. He's like, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" Is it? Mike keeps coming to Tennessee. Mike keeps coming to Tennessee, and I couldn't put it down. It was awesome. It was a great day.
It was all caps whenever he got in the group chat and was like, "Oh my God, it happened." I'm like, "What are you talking about?"
Over 7,000 likes on TikTok. Michael says, "How about them Buckeyes? Pretty sure you all said Texas would beat them." Nobody on here picked Texas.
We did not say Texas would beat Ohio.
Not a single person.
We wanted Texas to beat Ohio.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Kind of, yeah.
We was hoping you'd both lose.
Mike says orange is watered down red. Michael's all about us, buddy. We appreciate the analytics, Michael. I can't even keep up with you, buddy.
Can't say much. Y'all kick your ass. We straight up admit it.
Send us some roses, please.
Yeah.
Some chocolate. It is Valentine's Day.
Now finish your story.
At least you can do is take us to dinner next time.
Yeah, finish your story that you started in Ohio. You can't talk any shit.
Still worried about us. Robin says Kim Caldwell has brought a very entertaining brand of basketball.
She has.
I think Robin's a Lady Vol fan.
He was there the other night. I've seen him.
Did he have his blue on?
No, I think he was wearing orange.
Ooh.
Lady does fit Robin pretty well.
He was wearing powder blue. Ooh. Summit blue.
We've almost converted him.
We're claiming it anyway.
We're going to convert him. We've already converted one.
Yeah, that wasn't hard to do.
No.
Freedom Motors LLC is owned and operated by Chris Looper. Top-notch pre-owned car dealership located at 7765 Maynardville Pike in Knoxville. Freedom Motors will do more for you to get the deal done than any other dealership around. If you want convenience, you can check out their entire inventory online at freedommotorstn.com. Once you pick the vehicle that is right for you, they can even deliver the vehicle right to your door. Check out Freedom Motors today and keep freedom rolling. All right, so we've got some cards to open.
Oh, this will be fun.
Yes.
On It. That's On It, O-N-I-T. Athlete has just released a first, one-of-its-kind, licensed. That's important in today's world.
Very much so.
Licensed trading cards. If you're a Vol fan, these are a must-have. I remember being a kid and getting trading cards, maybe my favorite sports magazine,
mm-hmm.
And it just means so much. And now you and your kids can experience the same excitement. when them cards come in the mail. These trading cards are valuable, perfect to add to your collection, capturing your favorite moments from games throughout the year, football, basketball, baseball, other sports seasons. This is the hottest new item, $29 a month. New enrollees get 2 months absolutely free. This is a great way, a direct way, to connect to your favorite student athletes, to contribute to them financially through NIL. Check out On It Timeless to subscribe today. That's On It Timeless, O-N-I-T Timeless. Let's open up some cards.
Hey, that's good.
I'll show y'all the box.
I'm excited, man. You know, back in the day, sports cards, you know, baseball cards, football cards, they were so much fun. I had binders.
And in these boxes, you get 6 packs. I believe they retail for about $65 or so, but you're guaranteed an autograph or relic card in each box. So, pretty cool.
Each box, again, officially licensed, team specific trading cards, 14 cards in a pack, 6 packs in a box. That's 84 cards. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed autograph in every single box. So, what we'll do is we'll open these up and,
I actually bought a box of these this past week, me and my son. So it was a great time opening up football cards with Tennessee players. My son, because he recognized the players. That's what was fun about it.
We opened up 2 apiece.
We pulled a Chris Brazel autograph, so maybe we can get a different one. And the autographs are numbered, by the way. So some of them short print, some of them's a few more. They just went from PSA 10 to PSA 8 because while they just throwing them.
Yeah, I probably just bent the shit out of an autograph
one. Yeah.
I tried to catch it.
My apologies.
Let's see who pulls this autograph today. The Nico autograph, by the way, on this is worth about $400 online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dylan Sampson. Brazel.
Well, if y'all get it, then.
This pack does not want to open.
Well, there's somebody that's no longer with us.
Okay, so I've got a Cooper Mays. I'll just show some of these to the camera. That way y'all can see what they look like.
Brew, the Brew, and a Nico.
Got a Dylan Sampson.
Oh, that's cool.
Here's a cool one. That's a cool one. College Colors, Nico Iomaliava.
It's a Blackout, Omari Thomas.
Got a Squirrel White.
Yeah, I got one of those, too.
Boo Carter.
There's Boo.
Here's especially Chris Brazel.
Got a Nathan Laycock. Unfortunately, he's not with us now.
And to Gerard McCoy, we want to wish best wishes to McCoy for a
speedy recovery.
A torn ACL. Hopefully he's back in time for the season.
There's just a Jake Merklinger.
There's Brew.
All right.
No autographs yet? No, I got a Christian yet. Charles, Tyree Weathersby, Elijah Simmons. He'll be in the NFL very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Lewis.
There we go. Here's a
cool.
Here's a College Colors James Pierce Jr.
And especially
ooh.
James Pierce Jr. myself. So
James Pierce Jr. would be a good one to hang
There's
on to.
There's a second James Pierce Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'm jealous.
More Nikos.
Cole Harrison. Jordan Burns.
Oh, yeah. I got a Tyree West, baby.
Omari Thomas. Jordan Thomas.
Got a Chris Brazel.
Arian Carter. Chaz Nimrod, Khalifa Keith.
James Pierce Jr. rookie card. Just kidding.
Got.
Ooh. Look what he's got.
You get the autograph?
He's got a Nico Iomaliava autograph
card. Ooh, very cool. Show that.
We need to
the camera.
Go ahead and get that one framed, don't we?
Yeah.
Very cool. So this card had Nico Iomaliava's signature on it. 10 of 200.
So limited 200. Let me look that up all day, see what that's worth.
That's yours, Josh. Javontez Spraggins. Let's see.
Got us a Gaston Moore.
I got a Gaston Moore, too. Keenan Peely. Got a James Pierce, Omari Thomas, Miles Kitzelman. Mike Matthews. I'm happy about that one. And Tyree West, like I mentioned before. Very cool.
Sure you want to get that to Josh?
Man of my word.
Current value online right now for the Nico Iamaleah autograph that Josh just pulled, $419.
Congratulations, Josh.
It's going to look good
keep
in the frame.
That thing. You can keep that thing, baby. Man of my word. So we appreciate On It Athlete for sending us those. Better watch out for Spur. He's going to pop put that in his pocket. Yeah. Yep. Better. You got to watch out for the Spur.
I'll just deal in Samson card.
That's very cool, though. It's On It Timeless.com. Make sure you check it out. Yeah, Dylan Sampson's cool too. All right, good deal. We want to thank you all for listening to that segment presented by VFL, Stephen Hensley Insurance and Realty. Stephen is from my hometown. He's a Vol for Life, literally the best agent you're going to find in East Tennessee. He's done over 500 real estate transactions in the last 3 years. He played 3 seasons under Philip Fulmer and his senior year under Lane Kiffin. Make sure to give Stephen a call. He can hook you up with anything, real estate or insurance. 865-742-1672. That's his direct number. We'll be right back. Still have a little bit to do. Share this out to your friends and sit tight.
Duel's coming up.
Checkerboard, check the score. We're going to be on top. We're on. Crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're all ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000, can't get louder. Bama, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing that song. We're all ball, bring it on. Bring it on.
All right, we are back. Still a lot to do for tonight's episode of the Vols Deep Podcast. We have the duel next. We need all of our listeners for that. We're going to need your votes. After that, we'll be getting to our football pick'ems and a chance to win a $25 gift card courtesy of Hound Dogs and some pretty cool stuff from the Vol Navy as well. Stick around. We'll tell you all about that. Let's give a big shout-out to Hound Dogs, locally owned and operated right in the heart of West Knoxville. They have the largest selection of youth clothing and tons of the checkerboard overalls that we all wear, stocked in all sizes. They carry a huge variety of brands like Vol Navy, Tennessee Trends, Vintage UT, 865 Life, Old 10, and many other small business brands. Check out Hound Dogs in person at 9250 Kingston Pike or online at hdknoxville.com. Let's play the duel, baby.
Hound Dogs are best of the best.
Yeah.
I don't shop anywhere else.
Yeah, I refuse to spend money.
I appreciate all the official stores for UT, but Hound Dogs is where I get all of my UT gear.
Vol Navy's good too.
It is.
All right, let's play. Sorry. Go ahead. Let's go ahead.
We're all still right. Talking about Hound Dogs and the Vol Navy. We love them both.
Let's play the duel. Josh and Spur will battle it out over five tough questions. This is listener voted. So in the comments, sorry, I go back to another screen. You all are not on this one.
We're not on the screen. Look there.
Now you are.
Saving it all to yourself there, Vault Daddy.
Yep. Saving it all for myself.
Viewership just went down.
Yeah.
And it's back on the screen.
I think it went up by a couple there. this is listener voted. So in the comments, you must cast your vote for Josh or Spur. Whoever you think is winning the duel. Spanky was the current champion, but he has to forfeit the belt because he ain't here.
He's not a fighting champ.
No. He ain't here. He's scared.
Yep.
He's scared.
He's scared.
Spanky is still searching for Elvis in Arkansas.
Bob.
We sent him down that rabbit hole, and I don't think he's coming out of it, guys.
Yeah, he's been in that rabbit hole for about a week now.
I got another one to put you on later on. I can't say it on the show.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm going to send you right down it.
I hate you.
All right, question one. Who is the best wide receiver Tennessee has had in the Josh Heupel era?
You can't say Jalen Hyatt.
I'm going to say Jalen Hyatt.
Of course you are. Go ahead, take the easy answer.
I knew who you was going to take. I knew it wasn't going to be Jalen Hyatt. That's why I took Jalen Hyatt.
Take him.
108 receptions, 1,769 yards, and 19 touchdowns in 3 years.
Yeah, Jalen Hyatt is a correct answer.
Hold on. I'm not done.
You finish it then. Don't stop.
Five touchdowns in one game.
Yes. A very, very big game.
Very, very, very big game. Who was we playing again? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
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 Anyway, cementing his legacy then. So, go ahead.
Buck Fama.
Yeah, what you said.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the answer is Jalen Hyatt, but I'm going to go with a different one. I'm going to take his counterpart in Cedric Tillman. Tillman was going to outpace Hyatt until a midseason injury. Tillman's also doing better in the NFL right now than Hyatt is. He has better size and arguably better hands. Maybe not quite as fast, but he can and will make the huge plays. I love what Cedric Tillman's doing in the NFL for a terrible team. So I think both.
You're telling me Jalen Hyatt doesn't play for a terrible team?
Oh, gosh, does he ever.
He don't even have a quarterback to throw him the ball.
Neither does Tillman.
That's fair.
So, argument
but,
over?
But both one and two are pretty accurate.
You could go either way on it. I'm taking Hyatt, man. Just his speed, his breakaway speed is what made him.
They were both great. I knock them back. Can we find some junior college stuff that they can come back and get another year of eligibility?
I'm sure they could probably get a lawyer and figure it out somehow. Question two, rank your top five college football teams right now before the national championship.
All right. Number one, Ohio State.
I've got Ohio, number one.
Actually, I said Ohio, too.
How dare you, Spur?
I know. I said it. Damn it. Number two, I have Notre Dame.
That's who I've got at number two.
Number three, I have Oregon.
I have Texas.
Ooh.
Ooh. I wanted to go Oregon, but I couldn't do it.
Number four, I have Georgia.
I've got Oregon at four.
And number five, I have Tennessee.
I don't have Tennessee in my top five. We don't deserve it.
I believe, hang
me up by a tree, man. Georgia's my number five.
If we was in the other bracket.
Right now, Ohio State wins it. I'll be posting that Tennessee was the second best team in the country.
If we were in the other bracket, I think we'd still be playing.
If we got Penn State's schedule there in the playoffs, we'd probably still be in it.
Yeah, Penn State had an easy ride. Yeah.
They did.
I couldn't find the heart to put us in it, man. After what happened to us, we're not one of the best five teams in the country. I just don't think we are.
All right, question three.
We're number six.
We'd beat Oregon.
Easy. Which coach
would beat Oregon
is the worst person in college football?
I'm going to get some hate for this.
No, you're not. No,
which coach is the worst person in college football?
Lane Kiffin is an absolute.
You're going to get no hate for that.
He is an absolute D-bag, man. He's cocky, and he knows he's cocky. He's just a douchebag. And we're just past the anniversary of, that night.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Oh, boy. Here we go, guys. Greg Schiano. He had an indirect hand in covering up a child sex scandal. whether he was involved in the scandal or not, there was too many people who had at least a hint of something going on, but did nothing. So when there's even an inkling of that, it's Greg Schiano. Screw that.
That's solid.
That's solid.
Where's he at? Rutgers?
Yeah.
Rutgers.
They don't care about that kind of stuff up there.
Let us know in the comments, in your opinion, who's winning the duel. We need them votes. Question four. If you were to choose Spanky's, this is his punishment for not being here.
Yep.
Y'all go all out. If you were to choose Spanky's New Year's resolution for him, what should he do?
I think if I was to choose it for him, it would be try different food every single day. It'd be a different cereal every morning.
Mine was to quit eating Dino Nuggets. That was the very first thing I put. And to put down the corn cob pop.
I almost put the corn cob pop in. But that boy's got to eat more food. He
does not need to eat more food.
He doesn't need eating more food.
He needs more variety. That's the word. I'm not going to be. I'm just as fat as he is, so be nice.
I'm sorry, Josh. My apologies.
Yeah, he's going to have to venture out and eat something more than golly, Dino Nuggets. That's 4-year-old stuff there, Spanky. You can do better.
My 5-year-old eats Dino Nuggets every day for lunch.
Does he bring a bag with him to Thanksgiving and Christmas meals and make his mama cook them for him?
He'd rather have pizza rolls.
I think he needs to show up to this podcast, too. He's got an obligation to be here. Where are you at, Spanky?
I agree.
I'm going to hit him with a chair when he comes back.
He is a professional wrestler.
He is.
We need to put some like Fruity Pebbles in his cheeseburger or
something. We've got to get the race going. I want to see his 40 time.
Oh, we
got to
do it. Yes.
I want to see his 40 time.
You tell me when. As long as it's not 100 degrees outside, I'm good. Let me lose a little bit of weight first.
No, we need it now.
I don't know if I'd make it 40 yards, buddy. I might make it 40 steps.
We going to have a podcast Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That would be funny.
Let's do it.
Obstacle course.
Obstacle course.
All right. Question five. Who is the best 90s rock band of all time?
Okay. I need some clarification on this.
Spit it out.
Did they start in the 90s or did they?
They're just in the 90s. Just spit it out. Who you got?
Just 90s.
Could they come around in the earlier?
Are we going to do Bon Jovi or something?
No, not Bon Jovi.
Spit it out, Josh. Who you got?
If we're going strictly 90s, give me Alice in Chains, man.
Alice in Chains. All right. Well, my original favorite rock alternative band, and it's still one of my favorites today. I still have one of their CDs of all things, and now it's on Spotify, so I listened to the whole thing. But I loved The Offspring. So give me The Offspring. That Americana CD.
No Creed?
Classic is
one. I had Creed down here, but I started to go Creed, but I love Lane Stanley, man.
I put Creed as 2000s. So
yeah, Offspring's Creed's more 2000s than anything. But Alice in Chains, man. His voice
My friend's got a girlfriend.
Wayne says Stained.
TikTok.
See?
Yeah, I'm aware. I'm not restarting it for 5 minutes. Okay. Sorry, Joan. I apologize.
She can't hear you anymore.
No, she's on Facebook now. She's on Facebook now.
But no, Alice in Chains is way better than The Offspring.
Chris says, what's up? Vol family. What's up, Chris? We appreciate you. Let us know in the comments, in your opinion, who won the duel. You done?
No. I'm trying.
I don't even know one song.
By who? The Offspring?
I'm singing Alice in Chains for you.
I know you are.
I'll help you here.
I'm not singing, homie. It's not
you ain't singing.
All right. Freedom Motors. If you're in the market for a car, truck, SUV, work vehicle, work van, even a boat, look no further than Freedom Motors. Open up a second location, by the way. Guaranteed financing. They will give you the absolute best money for your trade-in. They can guarantee financing solely based off the relationship and reputation that they have with the local banks. The owner, Chris Looper, has been in the automotive industry for decades. He only brings the best of the best to his lot. Go see Chris at 7765 Manorville Pike in Knoxville, or check the Freedom Motors inventory online at freedommotorstn.com. Jones says we was up to 12,000.
I was about to say, woohoo, we're big money.
Awesome.
12,000 likes on TikTok. I know. I'm sorry. I didn't see it getting close to the hour mark. they like to cut us off. If I don't take that little puzzle piece and put it where it belongs.
In all honesty, what do you think Spanky's 40 time would be?
I think it's to be over 10.
You think it's over 10?
Yeah.
I was going to give him like an 8-7.
I'd say he pulls a hamstring five. First 15 yards.
Ooh.
That's going to be me. I don't know. I'll be all right. I actually work for a living, so. He sits in a chair. And...
Now, Steven's a basketball coach now. He runs up and down the floor those
he
kids.
He don't run nowhere. He didn't even move the other night in that video. You seen it?
First hand. All right, it's time to announce last week's winner of the football pick'em spur. Please let us know who won last week's giveaway.
Up here. His name is Mike Reichhardt. I hope I'm saying that right. Mike Reichhardt. He's from Leesport, Pennsylvania, a 1982 UT grad. He says, go Vols.
Thought you was about to give his address right there.
No, I wasn't going to give his full address. But I do have his address. Okay. So we'll be sending him awesome prizes for the Vols Beat podcast.
We sure will. All right, and when there's a winner, that means there must be a loser. All of us went 3-3. Four-way tie, Spanky's favorite.
Spanky automatically loses. He's not here.
Well, that's the way we should do it.
The tiebreaker was total points versus Vikings and Rams. 36 total points in that game. The Vol Daddy, 46 points safe. Spanky. 47 points. Safe.
Shake it up for me.
Josh, 51 points. Safe. Spur, I want to shake that thing too. 52 points out. 2 weeks in a row. Spur, we either have to, I shouldn't even ask, because Spur's going to do it, ain't you?
Yeah, and there's one in there I'm not going to do.
Just one?
Yeah, there's one for sure I won't do.
What?
That I'm not eating a hot gummy bear.
Okay.
Oh, no. Same reason you ain't doing the one chip challenge.
Hot.
Yeah. So if I draw that one, I'm putting it right back in there. Forget it. Oh, God. The polar plunge is in there, too. I ain't doing that either. All right.
So excited for you, Spur.
He just said it, too.
Cold plunge into the Tennessee River. Yep, I'm donating.
You won't do it?
Nope, I'm donating. You might as well hand me another one.
What?
You I won't can't swim like you can't swim.
You can't swim?
There's places you can get in the water.
You might as well hand me another one.
What if we put floaties on you? Would you do it then?
I think Peyton's got some little shark floaties.
You know how sick Josh got when he went in that river?
It was bad.
Yeah, but that was when it was the flood come and you had all that. So you ain't going to do it?
You might as well give me another one.
All right, we'll put it back in there then.
Put it back in there. You won't expect you to do that one.
I will.
Spanky wouldn't do that one.
I would.
I'd do it.
I've already done it for free, so.
Yeah, hey, listen, if there we don't is. Like it, we can remake nope. him do it.
Nope. The tattoo's happening.
You already have to get one. You got to get two
that
now.
That is true. Two power teeth.
Fudge. This one happening anyway.
You're suspended for that, bud. Cross the line.
I did. I crossed the line.
Cross that blue line. Rough.
Do you just want to like go through and handpick you one?
I know. He's always talking about how he's.
All right, here we go. You get a laugh at me this one. Sing three Christmas carols at random people's houses.
Yes, perfect.
What's happening?
After Christmas, this will be awesome. Yes. We got to get the Rode microphones.
We'll do it.
Okay, save
I have
that
set
one.
My card. It Tommy don't know I still have.
Did you put that one back in there?
Yeah.
Oh, get the Christmas Carol one. Let me see that Christmas Carol one. Oh, baby, this is a good one. Sing three. We get to pick the carols too. Sing three Christmas carols at random houses. Dude, we should get like a JBL party box and connect the mic to it and give them a real karaoke.
Whatever.
Yes. Perfect. That made my night.
That's better than Polar Plunge, because I got it.
Besides Yellowstone, that's going to make my night whenever I go.
Right.
That's going to make my night.
Got three more episodes.
Going to bed. I'm tired. I'm tired of you. I'm just kidding. I love you both.
I've been singing all night. Now I do sing at some random people's house. All
right, I'm going to go over overall records real quick. Y'all want to hear them? Mm-hmm. Spur, still in first place.
That's right.
100. I'm not even going to count losses at this point because we got the bonus points.
You're banking on that Notre Dame, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I went from first to last to second. Spur, 147 wins. Ball Daddy, 141. Josh, 135. Spanky, 131.
As long as I don't finish last, I'm good.
You first, you're last. So pumped for this Christmas Carol thing.
Are you?
Yes.
Can we pick the Christmas song?
Yes.
Let's make sure I know them.
Oh, and we'll keep them generic. But
I think we'll sing Hard Candy Christmas or anything.
What about Blue Christmas?
Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Knew it was coming.
Oh, man. We're doing it. I'm fired up. All right. Our sponsor, Stephen Hensley Insurance and Realty, donates $100 of every real estate closing to charities. He's already donated over $9,000 from doing this. Some of those charities include Cofield of Wartburg Youth Sports, Legends of Tennessee Football Camp. He's your go-to resource for all things insurance, real estate in our area. 865-742-1672 is his direct line. Call or text him, whichever you prefer. Please let him know that we sent you. It's time for our football pick'ems. Y'all ready? All NFL games besides the national championship, but that don't count because we already filled out our brackets. Game one, the Houston Texans at Kansas Chiefs. I'm taking the Chiefs. Spanky's taking the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Yeah, I have to take the Chiefs.
I hope not, but... Game two, the Baltimore Ravens at Buffalo Bills.
Bills.
What you got, Vol Daddy?
I've got the Bills.
I said it earlier on the show, so I'm going to stick to my word. I don't like it, but I'm taking the Ravens.
I mean, the Bills' thing to do is to lose this game. Mm-hmm. Spanky picked the Bills as well.
The Ravens' thing to do is to lose this game.
That too, but
Lamar Jackson's going
to
choke.
The thing is, it's really hard to beat Buffalo in 9-degree weather in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yep. Game three, the Washington Commanders at Detroit Lions.
Detroit all day.
Yeah, Lions.
We've got Lions around the board, including Spankles.
Spankles.
Game four, Los Angeles Rams at Philadelphia Eagles plus the total points. Did Spanky ever give his total points to y'all?
I don't know if he did or not.
I've not seen it. I had some votes on TikTok, by the way, but it stopped.
Spanky has not even seen my message.
Okay. We'll have to get the total points from Spank.
Nope. Automatic loss.
Well, based on so far, it's going to be another tie unless the...
Oh no! I went.
Bills Ravens game. Yeah,
I went off deep in here once.
Looking at a three-way tie, or Spurs are going to lose.
All right,
Spanky picked the Eagles. I picked the Eagles.
I'm taking the Eagles with.
All right. If I take the Eagles, then you know, it all comes down to Baltimore and Buffalo anyway. So give me, conspiracy theory, Los Angeles.
Spurs going all out.
I know why he's going conspiracy theory. The fires in California.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I mean, give me Los Angeles. The weather's supposed to be terrible in Philadelphia. It's going to be in the teens with some sleet and snow. So give me Los Angeles and give me 31.
There were all reasons not to pick Los Angeles.
I know.
You said Los Angeles, how many?
31.
31. We don't have Spankies yet. I'm going to go. This is a tough one to predict the score on.
It is, because it's a weird game.
It is a weird game. I'm going to go 39.
Tell Spanky we all went high.
Well, I will. This will not count towards our total points, but for our listeners, Game 6, National Championship, Ohio State versus Notre Dame. It's probably going to be Ohio State, but I got a weird gut feeling that Freeman's going to pull this off. I'm going to go with Notre Dame.
I'm cheering very, very, very hard for Notre Dame. Golly, as painful as it is.
On paper, Ohio State should destroy them. But
as painful as this sounds, I'm suddenly liking Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame. I love the way he talks. So give me Ohio State to win the game.
So you got Notre Dame.
Gut feeling. Yeah. Gut feeling.
I've been back and forth on this one, man. Give me Notre Dame.
We will I like talk, it. Not that it matters.
So much crap to you Ohio State fans and Notre Dame fans.
I can hear them now. At least we made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't matter if you didn't
know. No, it'll be Fire Ryan Day is what it'll be. Spur operates the Facebook page for the Pick'ems. Explain to the people how the Pick'ems work, right. Spur.
There's only five games this week, just the NFL playoff game. Four games. NFL playoffs.
No, we'll do five. We'll throw that on there for them.
All right. We'll go ahead and put the national championship on there as well. So,
yeah.
Five games on the Pick'ems page. Get your picks in before the kickoff of the first game. The tiebreaker will be the total points scored in the Los Angeles Rams Philadelphia Eagles game. So make sure you put your total points on there because this week we didn't do that.
All right. Thank you all for listening to us, whether it's live or after we publish our live. Check us out on all podcast platforms possible. We appreciate all of our sponsors more than we can put into words. And we appreciate you all for watching us as well. According to Joan,
don't you do it to me.
Joan, I really don't know who you are, but we're going to take your word for it. TikTok went down, and she says that Josh had more votes on TikTok than Spur did.
I got some on Facebook here, though.
I've only seen one.
That's enough.
So we're going to leave it up to Joan. So we're going to give the belt to Josh. My apologies, Spur. I should have got up and fixed that puzzle piece.
I think this ref pulled the tights. He pulled my hair.
All right, I got some Yellowstone to watch, boys. I got to finish this.
Got some Yellowstone?
Yeah.
You excited? Mm-hmm. All right, hey, go Vols.
Go Vols.
All right, see y'all. Thank you.